Well, welcome to the Pastor's Thoughts, also known as the Word. It's the way to life. The Word is Jesus Christ, manifested in the flesh and dwelt among us, and He showed us the way to life and how we can have it more abundantly. Well, welcome. This time we are doing the Psalms on The Word is the Way to Life, and we're going to look at Psalms 51 through 100. And today we're going to look at Psalm 53. Hear God's Word, Psalm 53. Now, the instruction is for the choir director, a meditation of David. Hear God's Word. Only fools say in their hearts, there is no God. They are corrupt, and their actions are evil. No one does good. God looks down from heaven on the entire human race, and He looks to see if there is even one with real understanding, one who seeks for God. But no, all have turned away from God, and all have become corrupt. No one does good, not even one. Will those who do evil never learn? They eat up my people like bread. They wouldn't think of praying to God, but then terror will grip them. Terror like they have never known before. God will scatter the bones of your enemies, and He will put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Oh, that salvation would come from Mount Zion to rescue Israel. For when God restores His people, Jacob will shout with joy, and Israel will rejoice. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 53. Which largely repeats Psalm 14 as a description of a man or woman who foolishly tries to live without God. Boy, do we know a whole bunch of them in our society, don't we? Now, I am sure that the placement of this psalm after Psalm 52 is deliberate. Doge was a wicked man who killed God's faithful people because his heart was corrupt and he had no fear of God. And he is an example of the fool that David describes in Psalm 53. You know, of course, Solomon is David's son, but, the wisdom literature, oh my goodness gracious. By his action, Doge showed he didn't believe in God, but he probably would have said that he did. Now, most people in the ancient world weren't atheists. Many people intellectually affirm there's a God. But disbelief doesn't express itself in how they lived. Their lies actually proclaim, there is no God. And this is the kind of person that Psalm 53 is describing. True belief in God is expressed in a life of obedience. That's something to really think about, isn't it? Now, Psalm 53 describes three features of the fool who denies God. First, their deeds are corrupt. The Apostle Paul quotes this psalm in his letter in Romans chapter 3, and he gives many examples of this kind of a corrupt person. Their lives are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. And they're gossipers, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. And it's not a pretty picture of the character of human beings, is it? But it is an accurate diagnosis of the universal condition. Psalm 53, verse 1, there is no one who does good. Now, such people devour God's people as though eating bread, it says in scriptures. And we see Doge's slaughter of God's priests. We see it also in the wickedness of the Jewish leaders who killed Jesus later, persecuted His followers, and we see it throughout history as God's people have consistently been persecuted and devoured because of their love for the Lord Jesus. Living right off of the front page of the papers today, isn't it? The third feature of the fool is that they never call on God. They saw no need for God in their life and never cried out to Him. But, I love the buts and the ifs, but a day of terror is coming for the fool. And while alive, they thought they had nothing to fear about God, even though He sees all that they do. And one day, they'll meet God and realize their folly. But then, it'll be too late. Now, like Psalm 52 that we read last week, this psalm ends with the hope of God bringing salvation from Israel. The Hebrew word for salvation is Yeshua, which is the root of the name of Joshua and Jesus. Now, the ultimate hope of ancient Israel is our hope today, the true Savior and King, the Lord Jesus. Now, Psalm 53 is really a loving warning to all practical atheists in the world. Now, stop ignoring God. That's the warning. Stop ignoring God and become wise and turn to Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus in the light of His glory and grace. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Wow. Well, thank you for letting me sing. You know, after all, it is a psalm, you know. Well, I hope and pray that you can see some parts of your life where you are living as a practical atheist, if you would. That means that there is no God, and if there were no God, well, you can just do whatever you want, you know. I did that for a long time. Well, David says that no one seeks God. However, many people embark on a spiritual quest. And what are the marks of a genuine search for God? I think that is the emptiness in your life. You know, that hole in your heart that can only be filled with the love of God through Jesus Christ. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Word is the Way podcast and how we look through and study in the Scriptures, and this time as we do the Psalms. There's a lot of wonderful, wonderful information and encouragement in the Psalms. I hope you will find this study worthwhile and enlightening your spiritual gift that God has given to us to be filled only with Jesus. Well, we pray as what we do at the end of this segment, and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught, because it is a prayer for the disciples. And the disciples wanted to know how to pray because they watched Jesus pray, and they knew that things happened when He prayed. So they wanted to learn how to pray too. So with that, we close with the prayer that Jesus taught. Now, it is commonly known as the Lord's Prayer, but I like to think of it as a disciples' prayer because He was teaching the disciples, them and us, modern-day disciples, how to use this prayer for a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with. God's Word, hear our prayer. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. May God bless your day, and thank you for tuning in to The Word is the Way to Life.